up-to-date Orange County news on KX at 1 Laguna. Now.
Two hikers discovered a lifeless body early Thursday in the Laguna Coast Wilderness Park. Laguna Beach police described the deceased as a 44-year-old member of the local homeless population, but declined to identify him further. Detectives are continuing to investigate the cause of the man's death, though police did not suggest the death was suspicious. The town's summer art season officially begins today with the Sawdust Festival and Art Affair opening their doors to the public. The Festival of the Arts begins the following week. Art Affair is free to all local residents, and the Laguna Beach Trolley starts rolling today as well. Skimboarders from Japan, Chile, Australia, Portugal, Mexico, and Canada will descend on Laguna Beach this weekend to compete in skimboarding's longest-running contest. The 38th running of the Vic at Aliso Beach is known as the World Championship of Skimboarding. And spectators who line the beach are sure to see barrel rides and awe-inspiring technical tricks by the sport's top competitors as well as up-and-coming amateurs. The action starts in mid-morning both Saturday and Sunday. Also both days, Doheny Beach plays host to a surf festival with music and surf contests both days, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. The police department will patrol Laguna's downtown in a new set of wheels, small ones, that is. The downtown foot patrol officer will be maneuvering in an electric golf cart and should be able to respond to calls more quickly. The city manager's report says the small car is also less disrupting to traffic. Lifeguards are now staffing the city's 30 towers and will continue through Labor Day. The public is welcome to join Chamber of Commerce members for a ribbon cutting today. They're welcoming the Diane and Michael Gallery, 537 South Coast Highway at 3:30 p.m. Construction is underway on the revamping of Moulton Meadows Park. Revamping the north field involves new sod, irrigation upgrades, new fitness equipment, resurfaced trails, and renovated landscaping. Work isn't expected to be completed until August, well past time World Cup fans may want to test some new moves on the grass, but just in time for the local AYSO season. That's your news courtesy of the Laguna Beach Independent Newsroom. I'm Tyler Russell for KX at One Laguna.